19. Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, in 1994, received the Nobel Peace Prize in this speech. Since I don't believe that there was any precedent that one person got the Nobel Prize twice, allow me on this opportunity to attach to this prestigious award a personal touch. At an age when most youngsters are struggling to unravel the secrets of mathematics and the mysteries of the Bible, at an age when first love blooms, at the tender age of 16, I was handed a rifle so that I could defend myself. That was not my dream. I wanted to be a water engineer. I studied in an agricultural school, and I thought being a water engineer was an important profession in the parched Middle East. I still think so today. However, I was compelled to resort to the gun. I served in the military for decades. Under my responsibility, young men and women who wanted to live, wanted to love, went to their deaths instead. They fell in the defense of our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, in my current position, I have ample opportunity to fly over the State of Israel, and lately over other parts of the Middle East as well. The view from the plane is breathtaking. Deep blue seas and lakes, dark green fields, dune-colored deserts, stone-gray mountains, and the entire countryside peppered with whitewashed, red-roofed houses, and also cemeteries, graves as far as the eye can see, hundreds of cemeteries in our part of the world, in the Middle East, in our home in Israel, but also in Egypt, in Syria, Jordan, Lebanon. From the plane's window, from the thousands of feet above them, the countless tombstones are silent, but the sound of their outcry is carried from the Middle East throughout the world for decades.